The Saturday Light Brigade. Hello, nice hat. I like the hat out there. Oh, and the peace sign, too. Folks are accumulating outside of our studio window. No offense, are sitting outside of our studio window. And do you have somebody in here? Uh-huh. Okay, you belong to Josh, who's here, along with seven other people, and Mr. Stamara, who's also a person. So he's really here with eight other people, and me. And Darren Morton is here today. Ricky Berger is here also. Robert Gray. And it's a real pleasure. You know, Mr. Stamara and I were talking off the air, and it's been probably 3, maybe even 4 years. So when you guys were back in first grade and even kindergarten, we were talking with Mr. Stamara about having some of his music students from ATA come over here to sing. That's how long it's been. And we finally are going to make it happen. And today is the day. And you'll get to meet all of these kids a little bit later in this half hour. But we're just going to get started from Allegheny Traditional Academy here, members of its choral program, led by Mr. Joe Stamara. Oh, that was absolutely amazing. Mr. Stamara, come a little closer here. First of all, tell me about that particular song.
Well, that piece, the lyrics are from a Latin origin. Dona nobis pacem means, what does it mean, students?
Give us peace.
Give us peace. And I think it really resonates with these kids because I think in this day and age, a little peace goes a long way.
Absolutely, and we'll talk with each of you after the next song. But one thing, first of all, I should know this, but is it the Allegheny Traditional Academy choir or chorus or
what are we called?
Ensemble.
Choral ensemble.
The choral ensemble.
Ensemble means together, and it's from a Greek origin. It means together.
And what's really I knew you guys were going to be great. I didn't know you were going to be as great as you are. And
thank you very much.
What is really special is, you know, it's a symphony of voices here. This is not, you know, eight people, you know, singing "You're a Grand Old Flag" together, or, you know, a Christmas carol all in unison. Watching Mr. Stamero direct you, especially because you are not without everybody you typically sing with today, it was really neat to watch how all of the different parts came together precisely and how you had to work with each other to fit together like that. Now, today we have eight. How many ordinarily would be in the group? There's a lot of competition today. We were talking off the air. Dancing Classrooms is today. There are other events. I'm happy that we have as many of you here as we do, but how many typically are there, say, for a school concert?
For a school concert, I actually have two choruses. My large choral ensemble consists of 42 students altogether. But this particular group I see every day, and I've turned them into an a cappella group. And what does a cappella mean?
Without instruments.
Without instruments, just their pure voices. And in this particular group, there are 23 students.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So to pull that off with only a third of your – I told you there'd be no more math, but eight is about a third of 23. To pull that off with only about a third of you guys is really something.
Right. And my sopranos, there were two in the soprano section. Actually, there was only one soprano here. One of my high sopranos joined – her, and that's how we help each other, and so she didn't have to be by herself.
Well, that's just terrific. How long have you been at the school?
This is my 11th year at Allegheny.
And are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, I'm from Braddock.
Okay.
Braddock, Pennsylvania.
When I grew up, not far from there in Churchill.
Oh, really? Oh, Churchill, sure.
Not too far away. And did you know you wanted to teach music when you were growing up?
Well, when I was growing up, I'm one of 10 children. So my mother... We all went to Catholic school growing up, and my mother thought that it was very important that we at least took a year of an instrument. And piano seemed to be the most accessible to most of us. So I started piano lessons in second grade.
Wow.
And most of my other brothers and sisters kind of bagged it after a year. It wasn't for them. I just continued. There were times I wanted to quit, and my mother actually pushed me on to continue. And then it just got... into my heart, and it was something that through the piano really, really interested me. And then I had had another teacher that was a professor at Duquesne University, and quite naturally I just ran with that. So early on I knew that I wanted to do something connected with music.
Well, that's terrific, and your passion for doing this really shows, and I can tell by the way the kids are reacting to you, but also just watching you interact. Is there anything you would like to mention, especially before the next song? I mean, just in general as well as about the next song.
If I may give a shout out to the ensemble. About 2 weeks ago, we entered a competition. We entered an adjudication, which is a judging festival. And we took first place in the competition in our division. And we had 31 of our ensemble members there. And they were just wonderful. It was just a wonderful experience for them. How many went for the first time at Saturday?
It's about half, or actually five hands I see up. Where was that?
That was at Norwin Middle School in North Huntington.
Oh, congratulations.
And then the rest of the day we went to Kennywood, and then there was an award ceremony at the park. But we had two professors from University of Pittsburgh and from Chatham College judging us, and we had what rating did we get?
Superior
rating. Now, is that higher than an excellent rating?
Yes.
Is that higher than a good rating?
Yes.
Is that the highest rating?
Yes.
So we were shooting for superior, just so they could get really constructive feedback from these adjudicators.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations. And we'll give you guys all chances, as I said, to say hello to whoever you would like
to.
Of course.
We have several students who are actually part of the All City concert, the All City event that happened on Wednesday at our school. Raise your hand. How many students were members of those? And I was one of the directors for that All City chorus.
Yeah.
And there were about 70 students from all over the city that participated in the All-City Choral event.
Well, and some of the drumming events were here at the Children's Museum, and I had to go out that night, but I came back because I wanted to hear them, and I didn't get a chance to go to your school, unfortunately, but we had a good time.
Great.
Do any of you have art that's out here? Great. Congratulations.
All right.
How about in other parts of the showcase? Did anybody draw or make anything?
You probably do. You probably haven't seen it yet because Mrs. Martin has so many art pieces that she's brought over.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Stamara, what song would you like to do next?
The next one is also another foreign piece, and it's called Viva la Musica. And who can tell us what Viva la Musica means? Let's all say it together.
Long live music.
I like that thought. And once again, we have the choral ensemble from Allegheny Traditional Academy, one of the choral ensembles.
We're going to give them a pitch to get started. What? Okay, let's try.
That's what you're doing.
You take your time. This is good. This helps us understand the process here.
Okay, here's your note. Hum it again. In an a cappella group, it's that the first pitch is the most difficult. Right? One, two, ready, go.
Viva, viva la musica. Viva, viva la musica. Viva la musica. Viva, viva la musica. Viva, viva la musica.
Beautifully done. Let's meet some of you. You can just come over. All of these mics are actually activated. That orange one might be a little hard. We can take turns, though, so just have a seat. And come a little bit closer, Josh. You want to be perfect, perfect, perfect. And I will start with Josh because he's the one whose name I mentioned before. What's your name, Josh? Could you just first tell us your name and what grade you're in and what neighborhood you live in?
I'm Joshua Steck. I'm in fifth grade, and I live in Elliott.
And it's nice to meet you. And do you want to say hello to anybody or any shout-outs or acknowledgments?
Not really.
Okay. Somebody's out there with you. Who was that with the hat?
That's my mother and my aunt.
I think I can see them, and you can't. Do you want to say hello to them? I think they would like that.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Mom.
Let's meet you next. There you are. Hello. What's your name?
My name's Iris.
And Iris, what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Brighton Heights.
That's not. I live in Avalon, so we're almost next door to each other. What grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
I want to say happy birthday to my sister, Aisha.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much. And why don't we go to you next? What's your name? Hang on. Let me get the right microphone on. It's kind of like the most important thing for me is the first microphone I turn on, just like the first note. There's a lot of sub-similarities, except this is like the 80th microphone I've turned on wrong just today. Now you're on.
Okay. My name is Alexa, and I'm in fourth grade, and I live in Perrysville.
And any hellos or shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to my mom, Carla, and my mom's boyfriend, Eric.
Great. Thank you for being here. Let's slip this red microphone over a little bit closer to you and ask your name. What's your name?
Jatea.
How was it? Did it go okay?
Yes.
I think you did a great job. What neighborhood do you live in, Jatea?
I live in Sheridan.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
My mom.
Well, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
See, I promised there would be no hard questions. These are all very simple, just hello, how are you, etc. And now we meet somebody whose name is?
Elisa.
And what community do you live in?
Perrysville, as well as Lexa.
And any hellos or shouts?
I would like to say hello to my mom, my dad, and my brother.
Excellent. And we have a few more that will rotate in here. You guys are all doing good. If anybody has anything else they want to say about Mr. Stamara or the choir, you're welcome to, or the ensemble, I should say. And provided you want him to hear it, because he's still in the room. but he'll probably eventually hear it anyway. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. And what neighborhood do you live in?
Manchester.
Ah, one of my favorite places. I hang out in Manchester quite a bit. And one reason I'm asking about neighborhoods is a lot of people would assume if you live in Manchester, you're going to Pittsburgh, Manchester. But in Pittsburgh public schools, there's choice about different schools to go to depending on what your options are. And you chose to go to Pittsburgh Allegheny. Do you want to say hi to anybody or...
Yes, I want to say hi to everybody who is listening to this and my family.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I think we hit everybody except one person, and that would be you. And come a little bit closer, and I'm going to raise that up a little bit. I sort of did. It'll work. Hi. What's your name?
Emily.
And Emily, what, you know the drill community?
Meadville.
Meadville? And... what are you doing here? It's so nice to have you here. So you live in Meadville and go to school at ATA? Well, that's great. Darren right here is from Grove City, which is not too far from Meadville. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I would like to say hi to my mom and dad who are tuning into this.
Great.
And my friend Mr. C, who's also tuning in.
Well, fantastic. And it's so nice to have you here. And we have a couple seconds, Mr. Stim. Oh, did I miss somebody? Oh, I'm so sorry. I lost count. There's so many people. How could I do that? How could I? I'm so sorry. What's your name?
My name is Amber Day Wilkins. I'm a fifth grader at Pittsburgh Allegheny K-5, and I live here on the north side.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I would like to have a shout out to the rest of the ensemble and my family who's at my house listening to me now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, all of you will be able to listen to yourself on our website at neighborhoodvoices.org. We're going to post that and you can send it to other people so they can hear it, and they can also, and you can also comment on it. You can write comments and send it around to everybody. I think you should give yourselves a round of applause. You sounded great. And Mr. Stamara, thank you. Can I ask you one last question? I'm going to ask all of you this question, actually. Will you come back sometime?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you?
This is the beginning of many times.
Yeah, we could maybe do something around the holidays or something coming up in the fall. I know summer's coming up, so it might be tough then, but we'd love to have you back.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Berger. We really appreciate it. We gained a lot from this.
Thanks. Did anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say? Everybody okay? Nobody forgot anything? Okay. Okay. Well, we're okay then. Well, I didn't forget anything, but I'm going to say again, bravo, wonderful job. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. This Saturday, Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.